Hey folks, how we doing today? It's time for another episode of Jim Hinckley's America. And as always, don't panic on me, but when you hear that Model T Ford, doesn't mean you're standing in traffic, it just means that it's time for me to pack it up and go. So, with that said, let's get this show on the road. First of all, we'd like to thank the Road Crew. RoadCrew66.com, Joe and the boys, Woody. And I'd like to thank them for this great theme song. If that doesn't inspire a road trip or two, I'm not sure what will. These programs come to you recorded live. They're raw and unedited. And we do that on purpose. We want to give you the sense that you're on the road with us here in Jim Hinckley's America. Today we're coming to you from Dutton Motors in Kingman, Arizona. This is a delightful little landmark on the road, if you will. It's now Dutton Motors Dream Machines. This is to give a point of reference for you Route 66 roadies, you Route 66 enthusiasts. This is next door to Mr. D's Route 66 diner. And my pop always told me better to fill your head with useless knowledge than no knowledge at all. Even though Mr. D's is painted up and gussied up to look like a caricature, what you'd expect a Route 66 diner to look like, it actually is an authentic Route 66 diner. It opened late 1930s as the Chemo Cafe, K-I for Kingman, M-O for Mojave County. And it was a gas station, a Shell station, and restaurant. And then when the Dutton family acquired that some 25 years ago or so, they transformed it into Mr. D's. Now the D in Mr. D's is Roy Dutton. And Roy, pretty interesting fellow in his own right, but the entire Dutton family has an association with Route 66 going back better than 90 years. In our Dutton, he built Cool Springs initially in 1926, and he owned a garage in Gold Road, Arizona. And Jack Rittenhouse, in his classic A Guide to Highway 66, he noted that there was a garage in Gold Road that offered towing service on Sitgreaves Pass. Well, that was in our Dutton's garage. And Roy was a tow truck driver there, and starting in about 1938. Roy went on to other things, including being a decorated World War II veteran, served in the United States Navy. NR, in 1946, with a fellow named Bidoff, established this dealership on Route 66. Roy eventually purchased the property and became owner and manager of this with his son, Scott Dutton. And the dealership initially was a full-service Ford dealership. And then, well, Roy had a kind of a quirky thing that Ford did, was another reason that Edsel died off. Roy had to give up his Ford franchise if he wanted to take on the new Edsel franchise. So in late 1957, this became the Edsel dealership. And a little bit of a historic curiosity for you, the Dutton Motors here supplied Mojave County Sheriff's Department with new Edsel patrol cars. Quirky little note. Well, after Edsel went bottoms up, this became a GM dealership. Then for a short period of time, it served as a county road equipment building and offices. And then the Dutton family established Dutton Motors Dream Machines. And now it's a classic car restoration facility, as well as a dealership and showroom. It also is the offices of the Route 66 Association of Kingman. Now, the Route 66 Association of Kingman, they have been spearheading several initiatives here in Kingman, public arts program, but most notably, the restoration of neon signage. And they're working with Legacy Signs and property owners to bring these things to fruition. Right out front of the dealership here, you'll find a 1963 OK used car sign, all nicely lit up at night now. just down the road a couple blocks, working with the Graves family, the circa 1916 Old Trails Garage. The facade's been repainted, and the logos from all the different dealerships that have worked out of that facility over the years is emblazoned on the front. They're missing one, Mack Trucks. Mack Trucks were sold there about 1919-1920. But Packard, now this is a little bit of an historic curiosity for you. The Packard sign that's been restored and put on the front of the building is a circa 1930 Packard sign. Well, there's photographs of that sign on the Packard dealership when it was at Duke's, which is on 2nd Street, right around the corner here from Dutton Motors. And it was also on the second dealership, which is up towards 7th Street. There is no evidence that this sign ever hung on the Old Trails Garage, with one exception, a single matchbook. Elmer Graves, the owner now, he went to work in the garage about age 8. He's into his 90s now. He has a matchbook that says, Packard, ask the man who owns one. And it has the Old Trails Garage address. Gives you a little bit of an historic quirkiness to it. But the dealership here is really quite special. It's quite exciting. They're putting in a gift shop now. And they've always got some interesting and fascinating vehicles. One of the latest things that's been added to the dealership here makes it kind of an attraction. Willem Bohr, he was a founding member of the Dutch Route 66 Association and a very, very talented man with a passion for Route 66. And he created models and dioramas with just absolutely stunning detail. Well, unfortunately, Willem passed away in January of 2017, and the Dutch Route 66 Association and his wife donated the models up and down Route 66, because that was his love and his passion. The model for Mr. D's was given to Scott Dutton, who's also the president of the Route 66 Association of Kingman, and he's built a display for this model here in the dealership. So if you get a chance and you're in the neighborhood, that's another reason to stop here and check out the cars. Great photo ops. And if you're looking for a time machine, something really special to cruise the road with, you can't go wrong with a car from Dutton Motors. Some of the stuff they've got on display here today, I'm seeing here's a beautiful turquoise and 57 Chevy. And oh, here we go. There's a 56 Lincoln, a 55 Lincoln convertible. Well, you sure don't see those very often. And here's Searchlight Sally, a vintage dragster, so to speak, chopped down 49 Chevy with a high-performance V8 and a blower. Searchlight Sally, a little bit of historic reference. That's in reference to a famous hooker that operated in Searchlight, Nevada. Many, many, many years ago. Hey, folks, we're going to wrap this up, button this up. But join us next week for another adventure in Jim Hinckley's America. You can also find our Jim Hinckley on the Road series on YouTube, as well as Jim Hinckley's America Facebook. And these will be shared on the Promote Route 66 page. That's part of the Promote Kingman initiative. The first video in the series is available for order on PromoteKingman.com, Jim Hinckley's America, A Trek Along Route 66. Second video will be available July 2017. And, well, God bless, folks. I hope to meet you on the road. And here's a little celebrity footnote as I wrap this up. Mr. D's became famous in the 1990s when Oprah Winfrey stopped by on her little adventure. Now, Mr. D's is known worldwide for its signature brand of root beer and served in tall, icy mugs. Well, Oprah was so impressed with that root beer that she took a case of it back, a couple cases, I understand, for her guest on her television program. You know, that's only one of the many, many celebrity associations with Kingman, Arizona. We've had topless celebrities. We've had Louis Chevrolet, Clark Gable, Carol Lombard, Louis L'Amour, Charles Lindbergh, Buster Keaton, and many, many more here. We'll talk about that perhaps on a future episode. Right now, it looks like it's about time to button this up for another week in Jim Hinckley's America. Join me also Friday mornings, Jim Hinckley's America, Facebook Live. And don't forget to, if you need a signed copy of a book, drop me a note. And you can do that through jimhinckleysamerica.com or Jim Hinckley's America Facebook page. And most all my books are available. And on Jim Hinckley's America, don't forget there's a tip jar. JimHinckleysAmerica.com if you like this program. Folks, that's it. We're done for the day. Take care, amigos.